Thank you very much for coming to our temple and especially on Sundays we have a very special program called Sunday Love Feast. This was Prabhupada's divine arrangement to distribute the love of Godhead, Krishna Prem. When Srila Prabhupada was in America, he started this program, Sunday Love Feast. Those days, ISKCON didn't even take its shape. Srila Prabhupada went to America and Srila Prabhupada started to preach. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, first he went to Butler, Pennsylvania. From there, Srila Prabhupada came to New York City. And there, Srila Prabhupada started his preaching mission. It was very difficult for Srila Prabhupada at the beginning because Prabhupada didn't have any following. Prabhupada didn't have any resources. Prabhupada didn't have any money. So it was very, very difficult. Prabhupada didn't even have proper place to stay. When he first came to New York, he was staying at the apartment of one Dr. Mishra, who was a yoga teacher. And then Srila Prabhupada moved out, rented a place. Dr. Mishra actually arranged that for Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada moved out of that place also, and Srila Prabhupada started to stay. He started to share one. Why the volume is fluctuating? Just step it up and let it be there. Don't fiddle around. So, okay, maybe you can make it little lower, little down. Okay, I think this is better now, and let it be there. So, Srila Prabhupada started to stay with one young American boy called David Allen. Actually, Srila Prabhupada was looking for a place, and one of Prabhupada's acquaintances, one young American, he was moving out of New York and he was going to Los Angeles or San Francisco. He was moving to San Francisco. And he already gave his apartment to David Allen. It was not even an apartment, it was just a studio. And he gave it to David Allen. And then he found out that Swamiji, and that's how Prabhupada was known to them at that time, that Swamiji wanted to have. Also, Swamiji also was looking for a place. Now David Allen also used to come to see Srila Prabhupada from time to time. And so he told David Allen that Swami also is looking for a place. So whether David would share the apartment with Srila Prabhupada. David agreed. And initially David was very good boy. He was responding to Srila Prabhupada's teachings. He was very enthusiastic. He was following the four regulative principles. But then David became a victim of Maya. David went back to drugs and he started to become more and more difficult, and eventually Srila Prabhupada had to move out of that place. Actually, at that time, Prabhupada didn't even have any place to go to. Srila Prabhupada didn't know where he would go. So he knew some boys who were quite favorable. So he called up one of them, and that was Michael Grant. So he, one morning, Michael received a phone call. Swamiji is calling, and Swamiji explained what happened. And Michael didn't know what to arrange for Srila Prabhupada. So the immediate arrangement that they could make, just a kind of a makeshift arrangement, that Michael arranged that Prabhupada would stay with one of his friends who was living with his girlfriend. And not only that, they had cats in the house, in an apartment. They're young Americans. And Srila Prabhupada stayed with them and tried to adjust himself in that situation. Then Michael got a place for Srila Prabhupada along with some of his friends. They found a place in 26 Second Avenue, a storefront. And at the back of that, the back part, back ear of the building, there was an apartment on the first floor. Srila Prabhupada was staying there, and this 26 Second Avenue, the storefront, became Prabhupada's first preaching center. And Srila Prabhupada started his Bhagavad Gita classes. The young Americans those days were not interested in Bhagavad Gita, but they loved Swami's music. Prabhupada used to make music, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They became attracted to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They used to come, and for a long time Srila Prabhupada would sing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then he would give a lecture on Bhagavad Gita. And most of the lecture used to fly over their heads. They couldn't understand what was... Like, for example, when Prabhupada mentioned about the battle of Kurukshetra, they couldn't take it properly. They couldn't accept that. To them, battle was bad. War was bad. Because they had the experience of Vietnam War. And they were being drafted in Vietnam War. That's why they were all proposing peace. Peace and love and flower power, counterculture, positive alternative, and eventually all culminated into sex and drugs. But Srila Prabhupada, sometimes they would challenge Srila Prabhupada, why this war is not good, but Prabhupada used to explain to them that how the difference between ordinary war and dharma yuddha. When we try to establish our authority and fight a battle with our enemies, those wars are bad. Those wars are undesirable. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead arranges a war, and if we get a chance to side with Him in that war, that is very, very wonderful. That is wonderful. So the Battle of Kurukshetra was something like that. A glorious war. Because it was arranged by Krishna's divine will. Srila Prabhupada used to explain to them. Prabhupada used to often just focus on just one point. You are not this body, you are spirit soul. And he used to go on and on and on that topic. Sometimes they used to wonder why Swamiji is saying the same thing again and again. But Srila Prabhupada knew that that is the most important thing to learn. That's the most important thing to consider. We are not this body. We are spirit souls. And it's not just some verbal presentation, but it was a matter of realization. We have to understand. One had to understand properly. We are not this body. We are spirit souls. And now we are seeing, after so many years of involvement in Krishna consciousness, still it becomes so difficult to understand that. Still now we get caught up with our bodily platform. But Krishna consciousness means transcendental to body. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. So why put so much importance to the body? This is a beautiful body, that's an ugly body, this is a healthy body, that is a diseased body, and this is a white body, that's a black body, this is a brown body, this is a blue body, this is a green body, this is a yellow body. It's not important. What is important is that we recognize that this body is only an external covering to the soul. Unfortunately, in today's world, most of the businesses are based on this body business. Make the body look beautiful. Make the old body look young. Let bald head look hairy. And people are spending billions of dollars just to beautify the body. But what's the point in beautifying the body when the soul is starving? But on the other hand, when you take care of the soul, then the body automatically becomes beautiful. And we saw that. Like Srila Prabhupada was about 80 years old man. And he was old, he was 80 years old. But he was so beautiful.